Hey, folks, a gunfight can happen in seconds. Are you ready? Notice the guy comes in to kill his ex. The person seated in the chair is armed. Notice how quickly he responds. Guess what? You better be ready as well, because you never know when it can happen. So, folks, here's the takeaway. You've got a barbershop, a normal day in the barbershop. One of the barbers is female. She's cutting a person's hair. Little does she know it may be the last thing that she does. So let's make some observations very quickly. Number one, it happens in split seconds. The ex, the whatever, comes in, draws a gun, big man, shoots an innocent woman, and presumably kills her, shoots her multiple times. But when you watch the response from the guy in the chair, it's striking. He does all the things that we kind of talk about regularly. First off, he's alert and aware. He watches the person come in. He doesn't just assume that nothing's going on. He's planning for what's going to happen next, because it does happen just like that. Let's think about it here. Look how quickly the subject is shot. The guy comes out of the chair. He absolutely takes a tactical position. Folks, he shot him in the back, right? Is that okay? Well, of course it's okay. The person that's using the weapon that he must stop is killing another person. And in all 50 states, you don't have to sit by and watch someone execute another person without taking action. By the way, that this did not occur in this country. But here's the reality. He immediately takes action, but he doesn't panic. Notice he comes out of the chair smoothly. He doesn't broadcast that he has a gun. He's not trying to draw, because if he tried to draw, the attention of the attacker would be on him. He smoothly gets out of the way. He acts compliant. All the while, he's executing his tactical plan. And notice what he does, folks. He continues to worry about someone else coming through the door after he's put the assailant down. Why is that? Well, this could be gang-related. It could be someone waiting outside in a getaway car, a lot of things. But this guy is squared away. He knows what he wants to do. He's smooth in doing it, and he's ready for the next step. I want you to notice, too, he didn't spaz. He came out of the chair smoothly. He smoothly drew and fired, and he fired effectively. Folks, remember the fourth rule of gun safety. You're aware of your target and beyond. What's on the other side of that wall? I don't know. But he was close enough where he put directed fire directly into the suspect. So then what happens? Then he becomes concerned about who else armed may be coming through that door. And folks, I can't stress enough. Just because your gun goes boom does not mean it's over. There could be others. You are maintaining situational awareness well after the initial conflict may be done, because he was wise to think, somebody else could come through. And if this knucklehead had a gun, then others could have a gun. And so let's think about this for a second from just the gunfight perspective. If you're going to get training, you need to have training that establishes the basics. Folks, I can't stress, I've been training firearms for about 30 years. I was trained by the Secret Service. I was trained by the Marine Corps. I was a trainer at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. And here's what I've learned. Everything starts with the basics. Because if you don't have a grasp of the basics, when things begin to get escalated and you begin to lose those fine motor skills, pretty soon shots are going all over everywhere, and that's a lose-lose for you. So when you get training that's going to allow you to focus and establish the basics. What are they? Grip, stance, sight alignment, sight picture, and trigger press. See, Seems like an easy list of five, but guess what? When you drill down on each of those, how well you do those things will determine how accurate your fire is, and under stress, how you're able to deliver that accurate fire. Remember, too, that any training that you do must incorporate mental and physical. Remember, in a crisis, 90% of what is needed is right here. Your ability to stay calm, your ability to execute the plan that you formed in your head, your ability to execute the basics of firearms accuracy. All that must come together, and it must happen in quarter seconds. We just recently did some training, and I want to share with you why this is so important. Because at the end of the day, folks, here's the reality. We're training while seated. We're putting folks in a scenario where they have to draw and fire. Oh, does that sound familiar? It should. That's exactly what happened in the barbershop thing. He had to draw and fire quickly and accurately. Because the reality is, there are a lot of folks that want to train you on how to pull a gun and shoot into a paper target. Whether they're good or not, I'll leave that up to you. But I will tell you, with our team, we've learned, because we've been doing it for about 25 years. Oh, by the way, we've had to live it out on the street with experience. Our trainers are from SF. They're professional trainers that have been law enforcement, SWAT guys, and they're in it for purpose. They want to equip you with the skills that you need should you find yourself sitting in a barbershop chair and all of a sudden being in the middle of a gunfight. I can't stress enough that good training will result in good results. Without training, folks, if you think, well, I got my concealed carry and I'm ready for a gunfight, that's kind of dumb, actually, because here's the reality. It would be like going through driver's training and then all of a sudden racing in the Indy 500. It just doesn't quite work like that. So, folks, I really want to challenge you, as we're getting more violent, think about, what kind of training am I getting? What am I doing with my weapon in terms of dry fire? Am I situationally training the way I should? Because here's the reality. You're going to rise or fall to the level of your training in a crisis. So I hope this is helpful. I hope for those of you who are out here training that this brings home some really key points, because, folks, it's going to get more challenging in the days ahead. So I just want to challenge you. Stay safe out there.